The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Bed bugs have made a huge comeback in the USA. They've even been featured on the Dr. Oz show.
This is a map showing the United States and the major infestations that have occurred over the last few years. Just about every state, by the way. This is just the big infestations.
According to at least one list, Richmond is among America's top 10 locations for bed bugs. David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project says exterminators in the city are fighting back with heat. Enough of it will kill the pests.
Sure, this is a story that appeared in the Richmond Times-Dispatch, written by reporter Ned Oliver. Oliver's story points out that the fire department has become aware that more and more exterminators are offering this high heat to raise the heat inside houses up to 135 degrees for hours at a time.
Now, David, they put heaters inside a house and turn up the volume. At 135 degrees, bed bugs will expire, but worse things can happen as well.
David Creasy, the city's fire marshal, is pointed out this is a very dangerous situation, and they want to have city council pass an ordinance that would bring any exterminators who are using this method to get an application and pay a fee. So the city fire department will have a sense of how many exterminators are using this high heat method.
The fire marshal says people need to understand just how intense this heat is, and it's pretty intense.
According to Creasy, they've seen it melt plastic inside homes.
The fee for exterminators to register would be $40 a year. The first gun control legislation passed by the United States Congress was because of this. It's a Thompson submachine gun, known to 1920s gangsters as the Chicago typewriter, or simply the Tommy gun. Our next story is about one that's owned by the town of Amherst.
This is a story that appeared in the New Era Progress, the newspaper in Amherst, written by Nicole Stenberg. The police department really has no use for a Tommy gun, and so they're going to try to sell it and make a little money for the town.
In this case, a little money could be $20,000.
Right, that's what an initial appraisal was given. Apparently, this gun traces back to the 1940s. It came to the Amherst Police Department, according to the article, via the Virginia Department of Alcoholic and Beverage Control. And it was produced by a company called Savage Arms Corporation.
Has Amherst ever used this gun?
The story didn't say. It'd be interesting to know if it ever been used or fired, if ever police ever found a good use for this weapon. But it quotes the town police chief, Robert Kimbrell, is saying there's just really no use for it right now, and they might as well sell it and see if they could put a little extra money in the city's coffers.
The gun appears to have all its original parts in good condition, so Amherst should have no trouble selling it. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.